Welcome back to Life Talks with Mavicky, Season 3, Episode 3. Today's episode is about finding discipline within yourself, which is really hard, by the way. I'm a strong believer in you can do anything you put your mind to, but you have to have a lot of discipline to do it. So a lot of people, myself included, love to watch YouTube videos, podcasts, motivational speakers. You know, I have tons of self-help books and really like anything to find some kind of motivation to do better. But we all know, I think it's safe to say that we all know that that by itself is not enough, because most of the time we already know what we need to do and what these people are going to say. So when I talk about the title of this episode being more discipline and less motivational advice, it's because we, for some reason, are just so drawn to getting advice from other people when we know exactly what we need to do. So you already know all of my episodes. Well, if you don't know, welcome here, and definitely go back and listen to my other two episodes, or go way back when I started my podcast. But for season 3, you can listen to the first two episodes. But my episodes are always directly correlated to me, and I have 100% been feeling the motivational blues. Like my last episode, I talked about my weight and how out of control I've gotten, and that directly affects my mental health and it affects my physical health. And the only way that I can make a real change is if I create some discipline. And discipline is so difficult, because we think about negative things when we think about discipline. And you know what makes me think about that? So I remember a few years back when Will Smith was making a lot of motivational videos, and I kind of wish he would do those again, because I love the perspective that he comes from. And so even though I just told you not to listen to these people, Will told people things that they needed to hear. It wasn't like, you know, wake up early, or, you know, eat your vegetables. He talked about discipline and what that meant. And the video that I'm trying to remember, let me look it up while I'm thinking, but the video I'm trying to remember, he talked about something along the lines of self-care is self-discipline. And I'm actually gonna play it because I don't want to mess it up, and I think it's so good. So here we go, I found it. I'm gonna play it. Let me turn up the volume. Hopefully it's not too loud.
What's up, y'all? In the last post, we were talking about self-discipline. So I wanted to go into that a little farther. I believe that self-discipline is the definition of self-love. That when you say that you love yourself, that means that you have behavior towards yourself that is loving. It's like you say to yourself, hey man, look, I know you want to eat that pizza and it'll be really good, you know, but I can't let you eat that, man, because if you eat that pizza, you're gonna feel like shit, you know. And I love you too much to let you eat that. And I think the word discipline has kind of gotten a bad name. We think about it in terms of punishment. I'm not talking about discipline in that way. I'm talking about discipline in the sense that you forego immediate pleasure for the exchange of long-term self-respect. Self-love is when you say to yourself, oh, man, look, I know you and that girl got a real connection. I know y'all vibe, but that's your girl's cousin. So I love you too much to let you do that. Self-love is, hey, look, I know you got a test on Monday, you know, and I know you really want to go out with your friends. It's Saturday night, you want to go out, but if you fail that test, you're not going to feel good about yourself. You know, I love you too much to let you go out tonight. Self Discipline is self-love. If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself, which means you have to discipline your behavior. The road to sustained happiness is through disciplining your behavior. What's up, y'all?
So, you know, listen to that, soak it in, rewind and listen to it again if you need to. But it was so good. Like, that is my favorite thing to go back to when I remember it. But since this episode is about discipline, I felt that it was so appropriate. It's funny, I didn't think about it until later, but I was like, wow, like, I remember thinking, like, that's so true. And I had my own experience. Like I said, this podcast isn't a motivational podcast. I think that it can be motivational, but it's really just me showing my journey to, you know, we're all going through different things, but very similar. And so Will talked about discipline not meaning punishment. And I think a lot of us correlate that with it. And I should know better because I'll talk about it later, but I, like 75 hard, I think I talked about it in my previous episode, but like it taught me that like it's not a punishment. Like, and I don't know why I like reset back, or what's the word I'm thinking of? I don't know why I went back to thinking that it was a bad thing, but I'm human. And, you know, Will described it so well. And I'll have my own episode about self-love, but this example where having discipline is a version of self-love is so, so important because, like, okay, I'm gonna give you guys a real, real life, like, as of a couple days ago example. I love peanut M&Ms. Like, if you ask anybody that really knows me, if you ask them, hey, what kind of candy does Morgan like, they're gonna say peanut M&Ms. It is my kryptonite. It is my weakness. It's not good for me, but I love it. So maybe not kryptonite, but you know, it's my downfall. And the crazy part about that is that my apartment building has a snack room that is always stocked, like always stocked with peanut M&Ms. And I took the last bag the other day, so I didn't go yesterday because the craziness was setting in. But when I went and I walked past the snack room, they refilled it. And I was like, oh my God. And I did not get M&Ms yesterday. But I have yet to create that discipline to say no, but to remind myself that I am so much more important than my craving. And the only person that's getting hurt in this because of my temporary impulses are me. And I, like I said last time, I'm at my highest weight that I've ever been. My energy is different. How I sleep is different. Like everything, my weight is just creating a lot of issues for me. But like I said earlier, I talked about 75 hard before, and I'm gonna probably continuously talk about it because it is the best thing that's happened to me. And so I'm by no means trying to persuade you into doing it. It just had such an impact. And a lot of people associate it with being a weight loss challenge, and it's not a weight loss challenge. It's a mental toughness program and a self-discipline challenge. And so the creator makes it really clear that most of our downfalls have a lot to do with our lack of discipline and our lack of habit building. So I know that I'm going to be taking the time to make these changes. So, you know, like today I got up at 6:30 and I stayed up. And I would probably try to go back to sleep, but I was like, you know, I have some stuff to do and I can do that earlier. So I know that I have a very busy day. And I'm like, I didn't record my podcast yesterday, so this is coming out day late. But somebody actually reposted me and I was like, girl, Morgan, like, see, it's the self-sabotaging stuff. Discipline would have been create the podcast, schedule it, and it'll do the work for it. But I got caught up and I didn't do it because I didn't feel like it. So the goal is to get back to that without making so many excuses for myself. Like, I'm ready to show up for myself. And if you are out here listening and you relate to this at all, and if you're having some self-discipline, self-love, habit building issues, I hope that you're ready to show up for yourself too. So with that being said, if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. I challenge you to say no to something. Say no to something that's not good for you. You know what it is. Don't lie to yourself about it. Be real with yourself. Say no. Like, say no and leave it alone. Like, every time you think about it, say no. Every time you feel yourself about to act on it, say no. And, like, literally try to tell yourself that. Like, say, I'm thinking this is what I'll say. I love myself more than blank. So, you know, I love myself more than insert whatever bad thing you're doing here. So for me, it's I love myself more than those M&Ms that are downstairs that I want to eat. It'll be I love myself more than not doing my podcast episode because I'm tired. Like, so that is all I have for today. I hope you all continue to enjoy the life journey that you're on. And until next time.